This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Same play. Dribble handoff.
Yep, same play. And then the roll. Nice help by McNeely. Clayton.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Where are you going, Reggie?
You can run out of camera view. That doesn't mean you're not here.
he was here for a wedding.
Yes.
And he took an extra day.
For Zero's wedding.
To come see us.
From the 214. So I'm in the airport and I heard Kevin casually drop that Reggie could possibly defect to the morning show. All right, I want to make this clear. I said that would make me mad because he was in the meeting with the morning show. I think Reggie is very happy in Houston.
Unfortunately.
And I think he is having a vacation day and does not want to be on the radio with us.
You get vacation days in this business?
Yeah. You see Sean?
We love you, Sean.
We're I do.
Sean's going to get so, he gets
Man,
so mad about stuff
I'm
like that.
I'm just kidding, Sean. Jeez.
He's the first person to call somebody out for taking a vacation day, too.
Oh,
where's Kevin? I thought you said he likes to work. He hasn't not worked in 7 months.
Yeah. See? All right. March Madness. Here's what I want to know. Your best triumph thus far in your bracket and the toughest defeat that you've had heading into the Sweet 16. And I know, obviously, this has been a big topic of conversation for people. From the 817, Colorado State getting screwed with the big-time walk on Maryland before that last second shot. I think they saw the NBA game a couple days earlier where Trae Young just like took a stroll around the court and they're like, that's fine. No traveling. And then they were like, I guess we can't call it. But let's go to that. First, give me cut number one. I believe Colorado State is losing 70-68 in the waning seconds of the game. They need to make something happen.
And Lake, those are the five for Colorado State. They get it into the hands of Clifford, trying to back down Miguel. Lake, that's for the lead. Gets it. Colorado State up one.
So it looks like Colorado State's going to win. There's
Heck
a timeout.
Yeah.
And like, oh, hey. Then we go to cut number two. You will hear the, I feel like it's a euphemism for a travel. He says,
okay.
Big step. And so go ahead and take it away.
One bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
So in the Maryland call, you got the big step. But they didn't say travel. I've seen multiple articles today that say like, basketball experts are divided on whether or not that was a travel. I get it. If you're a Colorado State, you feel like you really got jobbed.
When they say basketball experts, do you think they're talking about like current experts and older experts, and they're divided because some people are like, hey, that's a travel. And the other people are like, not in today's game.
Trae Young's like, he could have taken at least two more steps and been fine.
Mike's just furious.
Yeah, I could see that. I do kind of wonder if like he watched that and he's like, wow, what a cool ending. Or if he was like, no, it's BS. This is not my basketball. That shouldn't have counted.
Kevin, I just went to look. All of my Elite Eight teams are still in. I'm not missing any Elite Eight team. I'm sorry, but one.
Who's out?
Iowa State. I had Iowa State beating Ole Miss, and Ole Miss has the win there.
And Ole Miss whooped their ass.
And that was one that I had already, I think I, when I did the let it just do it on its own, when I'd auto-filled, it had picked Ole Miss, and I was like, no, come on, what are we doing here? But other than that, every other team is in the Sweet 16, and or in the Elite Eight, and then my Final Four are still in it. And I was afraid this weekend that the team that I picked to win it all was not going to be available. Florida looked like they were going to take one on the chin this weekend.
So I bet if you're listening right now and maybe you're a fan of Michigan State or Houston, that you got some closer than desired calls along the way, because I thought this, it's weird. There wasn't a lot of upsets. Obviously, you got that last second buzzer beater, but I thought there was a lot more compelling games.
Okay.
Because Alabama, obviously, they've already had some struggles in the tournament. Florida and UConn went down to the wire. We'll get back to that in just a second. It took Michigan State a really long time to pull away. Arizona and Oregon went down just to the last few seconds. So there was a lot of super entertaining, super competitive games. And then Gonzaga made their huge comeback against Houston only to fall short. So I am curious what people's brackets look like right now. So your biggest loss, which is not that big right now, would have been the Iowa State defeat then, right?
Yeah, I do believe so. Well, yeah, we'll go with that one, Kevin.
Is there a triumph that you're particularly proud of, whether it's Arkansas?
Oh, yeah. The fact that Florida got through is really impressive.
Okay.
I didn't think they were going to be able to do it. Tennessee being where they are at the moment. Houston, obviously. Everybody doubted Houston.
Did they?
Along the way.
I feel like they've been pretty decent favorites.
Actually, Kevin, the fact that 2-6 seeds, BYU and Ole Miss, are where they are has kind of surprised me. That's probably been the two that have been really like, wow, they've been really putting some good games together.
And it's crazy that there's only one team, Arkansas, that is lower than a 6 seed in the Sweet 16.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So did they get it right this year?
I mean, like the
committee put the right teams in the right places for the first time?
I guess so, because if you look at it, I think there are only 4 teams that are out of seed. Like theoretically, if you assume all the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours have advanced. 12 of the Sweet 16 are ones,
yeah,
twos, threes, or fours.
Three
and then threes. And then Michigan is a 5. So I don't think that's particularly out of line. Man, by the way, Derek Holland's Michigan team, they were losing by, I think, 11 points at some point. Texas A&M. And then they ended up winning by 12. They just annihilated Texas A&M in the second half. So props to Michigan for making it to the Sweet 16.
I was sad, Kevin, to see McNeese State go down.
Yeah.
Because I was telling Adrian the story that you told last week of the amazing Khan.
Yep. Amir Khan.
Yeah. The guy who has taken over the world in social media.
He really has.
And she was like, oh, I can't wait to see him. And they lost. And she was like, yes, I won't be able to. And I was like, nope.
See, because like that would have been your one David versus Goliath in the Sweet 16.
Yes.
Like, if you think Texas Tech and Arkansas is it, okay, it's a 5.5-point spread. Like, but I get it. Arkansas is a double-digit seed. But if you would have had number one seeded Houston against McNeese State in the Sweet 16,
nobody would have believed you.
Yeah, and people would have been like, all right, I'm here for the chaos. versus like, hey, I got Houston going a really long way.
The 817 NIL is changing things. It happened last year too. You will see less upsets. I thought what we started seeing with NIL was that more teams that you didn't know about were starting to make their way into it. That you were like, whoa, hold on, because they were able to afford players.
Yeah, see, and that's an interesting concept that you can kind of break both ways, right? Yeah. Because for
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kentucky, they literally brought 0 points back from last year's team. There's nobody on this Kentucky team that made it to the Sweet 16 that scored 0.1 for Kentucky last year, which is crazy.
And yeah, so they're where they are.
That shows you the power of recruiting and NIL. Or if you want to go back to college football, you can see a team like Indiana, who kind of came from, I think it's fair to say, relatively nowhere and was in the mix to win a national championship. I think that's because of NIL. So I could see it breaking both ways.
I do wonder, though, if at the beginning of the year, you look at, I don't know, do they chart how NIL money is spent yet? Do
I'm
we have that?
Sure. I don't have that at my fingertips, but I'm sure they do.
If we had a SPO track for NIL money, and we were able to see that these 10 teams, these 20 teams, these 64 teams, they spent the most money, would all 64 be in? You know, like, would you be like, oh, and we can basically rank it on the money spent in NIL?
It feels hard to argue, and I still don't think he's coming back. But the best player in college basketball, Cooper Flagg, there's been some discussion that maybe he would come back to Duke. Well, literally the only reason that would happen is because they'll throw all of the NIL money at him, which is kind of weird because on the one hand, you're like, oh, well, that's disappointing for the other schools. On the other hand, this is why people love college basketball to begin with, is you had all these players that stayed in college for a really long time. And you're like, I got to know them and love them or hate them or whatever the case might be. Man, we've got some people that are rolling in their brackets from the 903. I missed on two Sweet 16 teams and only one of my Elite Eight teams is out. Because the next person from another 903, I got 14 out of 16. I had St. John's and Memphis in the Sweet 16. If you got 14 of your 16 Sweet 16 teams, you're rolling.
I wanted to go back to something you just said about NIL money and Duke.
Yeah.
It seems like that would be anti what they typically do. Now, I might be wrong about this, but it just seems like they are like, oh, we only had this guy for 1 year. Doesn't matter. We have another one coming in.
That is true.
We have the next one too. And then the next one as well. So it just seems like that would be, but the what he can bring to your program is very valuable.
I get it. If it's Cooper Flagg, I'd be like, yeah, I'll take some kid's scholarship away because that's what happens,
by the
way. I was
going to donate this money to a charity, but why would I do that?
So I wanted to throw this out there, and I know this is tough. Will Chambers will be stoked to hear this story. Do you think, Corey, that you could root for Kentucky?
Sure.
Okay. Because they're playing Tennessee.
I don't have any like true college basketball allegiances. Yeah.
Okay. Here's why I think you're going to like Kentucky. So Mark Pope, who, as we just talked about, has flipped literally the entirety of the roster. When it came out with where the team was going to be to open the NCAA tournament, Mark Pope said, it's only a 7-hour drive. If anybody is having trouble with gas money, hit me up. And
really?
He said it on his radio show.
Seems illegal.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to get to that in just a second. Then he goes, I'm not going to tell you how to hit me up because I'm nervous about how many people are going to hit me up. So he really stuck with that phrase. So this one gentleman, a Kentucky student, he said he had access to Mark Pope's email address, sent him an email and said, hey, if you could throw me some gas money or a ticket, I drive myself and my girlfriend up to Milwaukee to catch her first tournament game as head coach here at Kentucky. Coach Pope's secretary, boom, done. We will take care of your gas money. All he had to do was provide proof of tickets and make sure that no one in his party was within recruitable age between 9th and 12th grade. Because Even if you're like,
that makes sense.
That kid's never going to play basketball at Kentucky. That would be viewed as an impermissible gift, and it could get you in trouble.
You ate too much pasta. You owe 75
yes.
cents.
Yes. By the way, that's not far off from a real thing that the NCAA did and said, do those things, and there will be a $100 Visa gift card waiting for you in the men's basketball office. He did those things.
It costs $100 for gas.
I mean, I think they're like erring on the side of let's help this kid out.
Gotcha.
And so he goes, I quickly bought some tickets, the cheapest ones I could get, showed them, went to the office, got the gas money, went to the opening game, and they won. They won again.
I think this is, having been to a Final Four before, having been able to see like how these games go, it's a blast. But I think this is a really cool opportunity. And even if you didn't want to go at first, this is a cool story to be able to tell your friends. That coach gave me a card so I could go to the game. I gotta go. Yeah. I think that's really cool. I like this a lot.
From the 214, just tuning in, is Duke still in the tournament? They are.
They're rolling too.
And
they are rolling.
They won their game yesterday against Baylor by more than the other three number one seeds won their games combined.
Well, that's impressive.
Duke also had the largest margin of victory in the first round.
So they did get effed, like Coach said, UConn's coach.
Yeah. Look, okay.
Why can't I remember his name right now?
So let's talk about Dan Hurley.
Dan Hurley, thank you.
Or Danny Hurley, if you prefer. Look,
You like him, don't you?
I mean, look, I don't like him because I hate UConn.
But
for personal and other reasons. But he's objectively done an amazing job as a coach. They lost yesterday in, Corey brought up, an uber competitive game against Florida in which, man, it looked like UConn had them.
They were playing great defense in that game. They were making it frustrating on Florida. Then Florida was able to find their three-pointer.
And we haven't had a back-to-back-to-back champion in more than 50 years. And UConn has already won two straight. And so you're like, oh, man, this could be the chance. And so they lost. And Hurley in the post game talked about how they represented and did everything with class. I get you. But at the same time, there's video of him walking down the tunnel and talking to the Baylor players as they're about to go against Duke and say, hope you guys don't get effed just like we got effed. It's the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that might not be the most classiest
response. He didn't say this at the presser.
No.
That's fine.
No, this was like literally he was walking off the court.
He was warning
the
Baylor.
Tunnel.
He was warning the Baylor fans. Look, man, look, it's Duke. You're probably going to get screwed here.
By the way, there's a giant free throw discrepancy in that game. Now, if you watch the game, you can make an argument. It's because one team continually drove to the basket and the other team just kept throwing off three-pointers. But
driving to the basket's important, Kevin.
It is. It is. From the 817. Man, there's a few people like this. My Elite Eight is intact. My Sweet 16 sucks. From the 972, I only have 9 of the Sweet 16 teams. But I have 7 of the Elite Eight teams, so I'm in business. 7 teams to the Sweet 16. So is the SEC the best basketball conference or not? I mean, they're on their way to potentially becoming the best ever, which we talked about could be the case. They're already tied for the second most conference wins in an NCAA tournament through 2 rounds, and they have 7 teams left.
So this is the best. This is the best version of it, at least.
Only
they might not be the best forever.
Sure. But only 2 of their teams didn't make the tournament.
There's a lot of money in that conference, though.
That
a lot of money.
Is true. From the 5-1-2, I have 11 of the 16, 7 of the final 8, and all 4 of the final 4. So that's the key. If you have all 4 of your final 4s, you can still be in business right now. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where we say goodbye, probably, to Dane Dunning. Next on The Fan.